there's an incredible admission of infighting in the country and factionalism, which is has been completely unheard of in North Korea. That are two incredible admissions for a country that tries to keep a very public profile of them having everything under control.
Kim's ostensible enemies weren't named, but this former North Korean military intelligence and Workers' Party official, who defected to South Korea just before Kim Jong-un came to power, offered some insights. We agreed to conceal his identity and name.
Military officers generally were outraged that they had to accept Kim Jong-un as the new leader. Do they think the military is all stupid? Discontent among the military elites began soon after Kim Jong-il demanded we transfer our allegiance to his son. The feeling of betrayal turned into anger.
Military and party officials scorned Kim for his inexperience, the defector said, and his rudeness to subordinates.
His father had more confidence and so was more relaxed because he earned the power. But Kim Jong-un did not have the chance to learn and prepare for the leadership. This is why Kim Jong-un heavily relies on intelligence officers to control and spy on his people, so to suppress dissent.